Lesson 4. Going to the Theater. Part 1. Get ready for the dialogue by learning the following idiomatic expressions and their equivalents in standard English. Say each expression together with the voice on the tape when you hear it for the second time. 1. To keep somebody. To prevent somebody from coming on time. To keep somebody. I'd like to know what's keeping Pamela.
I'm also worried. She's usually on time.
I'd like to know what prevents Pamela from coming on time.
I'm also worried. She's usually on time.
2. A cold day in hell. Never. A cold day in hell. This place is so dirty, it'll be a cold day in hell before I go there again. This place is so dirty, I'll never go there again. 3. To lose one's cool. To lose one's temper. To lose one's cool. When I saw Debbie and Steve at the party together, I lost my cool and slammed the door in their face. 4. To be hooked on something. To like something very much. To be hooked on something. I'm hooked on jazz music. I like jazz music a lot. 5. To blow one's lines. To make mistakes while speaking in a play. To blow one's lines.
The play was great, but one of the actors blew his lines a couple of times. The play was great, but one of the actors made mistakes a few times.
6. To pan. To criticize. To pan. The critics panned the movie The American President. The critics criticized the movie, The American President. 7. A bomb. A bad production. A bomb.
I think Married with Children is a bomb. I think Married with Children is really bad.
8. A smash hit. A huge success. A smash hit. Big is a smash hit on Broadway this season. Big has a great success on Broadway this season. 9. You said it. I agree. You said it.
Ted, I think you should apologize for losing your cool at the movie theater the other day.
Now you said it. I will.
Ted, I think you should apologize for losing your temper at the movie theater the other day.
I agree. I will. Part 2. Dialogue. Ted and Steve are discussing the play they are going to see while they are waiting for Debbie. I wonder what's keeping Debbie. I've been waiting for her since 7:30. It'll be a cold day in hell before I invite her somewhere again. Try not to lose your cool. She'll be here any minute. By the way, Do you know what the play is about? All I know is that the critics panned it. They all said the star kept blowing his lines. Well, you can always count on one thing. If a critic says a play is a bomb, it'll be a smash hit. You said it. Part 3. Self-checking. Translate the following sentences into standard English.
My sister is hooked on losing weight. She has tried out all possible diets. My sister wants to lose weight very much. She has tried out all possible diets. I don't know why critics panned the American president. I like it. I don't know why critics criticized the American president. I like it. I'm tired of cooking. Why don't we eat out tonight?
You said it. How about a seafood place on 2nd Avenue?
I'm tired of cooking. Why don't we eat out tonight?
I agree. How about a seafood place on 2nd Avenue? Hi, Jane. What's keeping you? I've been waiting for you at Tavern on the Green for 20 minutes. Hi, Jane. Why are you being late? I've been waiting for you at Tavern on the Green for 20 minutes. Translate the following sentences into conversational English. I'll never fly to Europe with American Airlines again. Their service is very bad. It'll be a cold day in hell before I fly to Europe with American Airlines again. Their service stinks.
Don't lose your temper each time you want to prove your point. Don't lose your cool each time you want to prove your point.
Cats has been a huge success on Broadway for many years. Cats has been a smash hit on Broadway for many years. Lesson 5. After the Theater. Part 1. Get ready for the dialogue by learning the following idiomatic expressions and their equivalents in standard English. Say each expression together with the voice on the tape when you hear it for the second time. 1. Awesome. Very good. Excellent. Awesome. The party was awesome. The party was very good. Number 2. No way. Absolutely not. No way.
Did you like the food at Tavern on the Green?
No way.
Did you like the food at Tavern on the Green?
Absolutely not. 3. To be dead right. Absolutely correct. To be dead right. You were dead right about Greece. It really stinks. You were absolutely right about Greece. It's really bad. 4. A drag. A bore. A drag.
I don't like the movie Leaving Las Vegas. It's a drag. I don't like the movie Leaving Las Vegas. It's very boring.
5. To cut it. To be capable of doing something. To cut it. Steve tried to enter Harvard University, but he couldn't cut it. Steve tried to enter Harvard University, but he wasn't capable of doing it. 6. To blow it big time. To fail to do something. To blow it big time.
Why are you so upset?
The teacher gave me another chance to take the math test, but I blew it big time again.
Why are you so upset?
The teacher gave me another chance to take the math test, but I was extremely unsuccessful again. 7. To look spaced out. To look dazed. To look spaced out.
What's wrong with you? You look spaced out today.
Don't ask. I had a terrible day.
What's wrong with you? You look dazed today.
Don't ask. I had a terrible day. 8. Even if their lives depended on it. Even if they were in a life or death situation. Even if their lives depended on it.
I would never agree to marry Steve, even if my life depended on it. I would never agree to marry Steve, even if I were in a life or death situation.
9. Take a chill pill. Calm down. Take a chill pill. Take a chill pill. There's no reason to be so nervous. Calm down. There's no reason to be so nervous. 10. When hell freezes over. Absolutely never. When hell freezes over.
Will we ever get to see this show?
Yeah, maybe when hell freezes over. The tickets are sold out till the end of the season.
Will we ever get to see this show?
Yeah, probably never. The tickets are sold out till the end of the season. Part 2. Dialogue. Eve is asking Ted about the play he saw last night.
Did you like the play you saw last night? I heard it was awesome.
No way. This time the critics were dead right. It was a real drag. It almost put me to sleep.
Who directed the play?
Mr. Smith. The guy tried real hard, but he couldn't cut it. He blew it big time.
So what was wrong with the play?
Most of the actors looked really spaced out. They couldn't act, even if their lives depended on it. Besides, there weren't any good laughs.
Take a chill pill. How about giving the director another chance?
I don't think so. Maybe when hell freezes over. Part 3. Self-checking. Translate the following sentences into standard English. Mets blew it big time this season. They lost every other game. Mets made many mistakes this season. They lost every other game.
Will Steve ever enter Yale?
Yeah, sure. When hell freezes over.
Will Steve ever enter Yale?
Never. This is an awesome CD player. Where did you get it?
At Nobody Beats the Wiz.
This is a very good CD player. Where did you get it?
At Nobody Beats the Wiz.
I tried to get a job with IBM, but I couldn't cut it. I tried to get a job with IBM, but wasn't successful.
My mother was dead right when she told me not to marry you. My mother was absolutely right when she told me not to marry you.
Translate the following sentences into conversational English.
Professor Blake's lectures are very boring. Professor Blake's lectures are a drag.
Nancy is a very strange person. She looks dazed most of the time. Nancy is a very strange person. She looks spaced out most of the time.
I wouldn't be able to learn Chinese even if I were in a life or death situation. I wouldn't be able to learn Chinese even if my life depended on it.
I can't believe I failed the road test!
Calm down. You'll get another chance.
I can't believe I failed the road test.
Chill out. You'll get another chance.
Lesson 6. Personal Problems. Part 1. Get ready for the dialogue by learning the following idiomatic expressions and their equivalents in standard English. Say each expression together with the voice on the tape when you hear it for the second time. 1. Shut eye. Sleep. Shut eye.
I'm very tired. I didn't get any shut eye last night.
I didn't sleep last night. 2. To grab a chance. To take advantage of something. To grab a chance.
If I had a chance to go to Europe this winter, I'd grab it. If I had a chance to go to Europe this winter, I'd take advantage of it.
3. To butt in. To interfere in something. To butt in.
I never butt in when my husband is on the telephone with his relatives. I'd rather keep away from it. I never interfere when my husband speaks on the telephone with his relatives. I'd rather keep away from it.
4. To look wiped out. To be wiped out. To look exhausted, to be exhausted. To look wiped out.
Jessica is totally wiped out. She spent 2 days preparing for her husband's birthday party. Jessica is exhausted. She spent 2 days preparing for her husband's birthday party.
5. What's the scoop? What's the matter? What's the scoop? I heard you were moving to Boston. What's the scoop?
I got a job there.
I heard you're moving to Boston. What's the matter?
I got a job there.
6. To spot somebody. To see somebody. To find somebody. To spot somebody.
Hi. Was it hard to find me in this huge crowd?
Oh, no. I spotted you right away.
Hi. Was it hard to find me in this huge crowd?
Oh, no. I saw you right away. 7. To look like a stud. To look like someone who is successful with women. To look like a stud.
Hugh Grant is a real stud. Hugh Grant is very successful with women.
8.
You totally hit the nail on the head. You are absolutely right. You totally hit the nail on the head.
You look upset. I'm sure you had a big fight with your boss.
You totally hit the nail on the head.
You look upset. I'm sure you had a big fight with your boss.
You are absolutely right. 9. Spill your guts to me. Tell me what's bothering you. Spill your guts to me. I feel something is bothering you. Spill your guts to me. I feel something is bothering you. Tell me what's bothering you. 10. To have a crush on somebody. To be attracted to somebody. To have a crush on somebody.
Dave always blushes when he sees Stephanie. I think he has a crush on her. Dave always blushes when he sees Stephanie. I think he is attracted to her.
11. To be hot. To be sexy. To be hot. Dave thinks that Stephanie is hot. Dave thinks that Stephanie is sexy. 12. To drive somebody nuts. To annoy somebody. To make somebody nervous. To drive somebody nuts.
Dave always talks about Stephanie. He drives me nuts. Dave always talks about Stephanie. He annoys me.
13. Hang in there. Don't give up. Hang in there. I think Stephanie will never go out with me.
Hang in there. Women are very unpredictable.
I think Stephanie will never go out with me.
Don't give up. Women are very unpredictable.
14. You'll get through this. You'll survive. You'll get through this. I think I'll never fall in love after my divorce.
Time heals. You'll get through this.
I think I'll never fall in love after my divorce.
Time heals. You'll survive.
Part 2. Dialogue. Dave likes Stephanie, and he is telling his friend about his feelings. Oh, man! If I had a chance at some shut-eye, I'd grab it.
It's not that I want to butt in, but you really look wiped out today. What's the scoop?
Last night, I went to the party. By the way, I spotted Bill and Stephanie there.
I bet Bill looked like a stud, as usual.
You totally hit the nail on the head. And why aren't you asking me about Stephanie?
Why do you care? Come on, spill your guts.
To tell the truth, I have a crush on Stephanie. She's really hot. Her relationship with Bill is driving me nuts.
Hang in there. You'll get through this.
Part 3. Self-checking. Translate the following sentences into standard English. What's the scoop? What's the matter?
You totally hit the nail on the head. You're absolutely right. What's wrong with Sally? She looks wiped out. What's wrong with Sally? She looks exhausted.
I'm your best friend. Come on, spill your guts to me. I'm your best friend. Come on, tell me what is bothering you.
I think Dave has a crush on me. He drives me nuts. I think Dave is attracted to me. He makes me crazy.
Translate the following sentences into conversational English.
I didn't sleep last night.
I didn't get any shut-eye last night.
If you get a chance to see Victor Victoria at Marquee Theater, you should take advantage of it. If you get a chance to see Victor Victoria at Marquee Theater, you should grab it. Why didn't you meet me at the airport?
I couldn't find you there.
Why didn't you meet me at the airport?
I couldn't spot you there.
Do you know that Sandy broke up with me? I can't imagine my life without her.
Don't give up. You'll survive.
Do you know that Sandy broke up with me? I can't imagine my life without her.
Hang in there. You'll get through this.